Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me?" Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of God has gone out against
me.
Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed his mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you."
Na Naomi ka kire Ruth se wo kra adane ne ho eko eno ti wo susu ko esanse mi ni anida so bia na wo ka se masi men ka mi se men ko esanse we chi ara na medi.
For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God.
Baby biara wo be ko bia me ko bi baby a wo betena bia metena na wunyame ebeye mi nyame.
Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her.
Now,
Father, be glorified among us this morning. Let your name be exalted. Let your will be done. Let your purposes be established. We give you all the glory as always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about building through relationships. Building through relationships. Relationships are important in everything we do. Especially in the things of God. The church is a very, very complex organization because the church is like the body of a human being. And because of that, the relationships in the church are not going to be simple, but they are going to be complex, so to speak. It's going to be like a network of relationships. Your relationship with God will affect your relationship with me. My relationship with you will affect my relationship with your children, your spouse. It's a very complex relationship.
And
because of that, we need to know how we are going to be able to build through this complex situation. So I'm going to share something with us that should help us to have our lives built because of the way we are relating with each other. And then also the things of God built because of our relationship with each other. The Bible says that Ruth had an encounter with a woman called Naomi.
Na Bible see Ruth your baby oni oba peni bi so e friend Naomi enya nkita ho die.
Ruth was the daughter-in-law of Naomi.
Now Ruth no ya Naomi na siba.
But the husband of Ruth died. And when he died, Ruth was husbandless, but she kept relating with Naomi. After the funeral and everything, Naomi felt that it was time for Ruth to go on with her life. But she decided that she was not going to go on with her life without the mother-in-law. There are some people that God has placed in your life. You are supposed to lead your life with them. So when Naomi told Ruth and Orpah that go back and then get on with your life, the time of mourning is over, get on with your life, bring closure to the situation, embrace whatever new chapter God has for you, Orpah saw wisdom in what Naomi was saying.
And it imran awami friend is so numieni and no makasa says sisi ami manewu maye kuna newye muyu tuntumungu na munya fita na mun koma bra bosu and komu enimno Orpah nuhu se adia naseba ne kanu nyansa wum.
It takes a good woman like Naomi to speak the way she spoke to the daughters-in-law.
Na ebe jina oba onimode so obe tumene nenso nomo akasasa.
She never blamed them for killing her sons.
Oh, aseba no wankanche na sem emano se muna mo kunkun mi mama emenyina.
Rather, she was sad or more sorrowful because these young daughters had been left destitute.
So Orpah
turned away to go back to her people, to go back to her gods. But Ruth clung unto Naomi.
Na Orpah die or dani na chisa okwa ni mkro foni ni nyame ho. Na Ruth die wanyesa.
Then Naomi spoke to her, go back to your people, look at your sister-in-law, your bench sister, she is gone, go like her.
Enuti Naomi kache Ruth to say, yasa wokra Orpah oko adenti na oko swa edina minche eni ni mko na mko bomo bra.
But there was something that Ruth felt in her spirit, her heart.
Bibi waha Ruth in katidi waha wanya wana kumemu.
I don't know whether it was natural or it was out of just sympathy or it was divine, something that God meant for her.
Na sanka ti dia Ruth na ye mintumi hu se eyade ana arehwo mu na odeka anasa yemhwehwe mu na odeka anasa susumu na bibi ekoso ewoni mu.
So when she clung to Naomi, Naomi said, go back to your people. She said, don't entreat me to go back.
He
said, wherever you go, I will go. Whatever you do, I will do, more or less. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, there will I die. And there will I be buried. Then she said, may God deal with me harshly if I do anything short of what I've just
said.
When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, She left her alone. So Ruth and Naomi set on a journey. They got to their land. The land of Israel, if you like. And long story short, the life of Ruth took a different turn altogether. She became a very, very great woman because she got married to a great man. Her finances increased. She had a business. And she was famous, if you like, because the man that she got married to was a very famous rich man in Israel. When you relate to the people God has designed for you, your life will change.
And
Ruth The bus that Naomi was boarding was the bus Ruth decided to board as well.
Na saka na Naomi ka sa wo fa na nu asu na Ruth fa bi.
So I want to talk about the bus.
I no tell them person make sa fa bus ho.
The bus.
Bus no.
What the old people say, bus.
En ka ni afra no bus or na lorry.
You see, when you are going somewhere,
sa wo ko ba bi a,
you often go with other people in a big vehicle we call the bus.
And you want to phobia? We no more call we go bus. We better na bus. We say be a VIP and a kufo bus.
And depending on where you are going or the time you must get there, you determine whether I'll go with this bus or I'll take a plane.
Na ejina baby a woko ni emra woko. I na bet na bus kwa ubefa. Sa ubefa bus o sa ubefa plane yo.
But Ruth became extremely blessed because she was in the right bus.
Now Ruth onya ensure bebre san se bossa na wo so ochemu no.
That is the first kind of networking I want to talk to us about.
Now any kitahudi edi kan ya mepesa ya kafa ho asem.
With the bus type of network, we have so many people going to a particular place with a certain time in mind.
Na say e kan kitahudi a eya boss kitahudi na eya nkrofo bebre a wo mko baabi fa ko a.
When you are bouncing with people who are going somewhere with a different sense of time, when there are delays like a time bust, something, 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 they wouldn't be bothered because their time is different. But when you are going with a certain sense of time, you see that you become frustrated. So in life, you see certain things happening to people, and then all they need to do is to get off this bus and join that other bus, and their life will go on well.
Na ebi nwo ho no ma wo so ma bra bo no se de ko na nia e so mo ya ni se bus na wo mu wo mu no e wo so mu janu mu fu ma mo ko fu bus fu.
So the question I want to ask is that who and who are you busing with?
Na nia me bi so ni se eni pa ban na wo ni o ma fu bus na mo ko no.
Is your sense of time the same as their sense of time?
Now,
what God has called you to do at the time you must do it, is it the same as the time they want to get things
done?
If you don't go with a sense of time and only move with a sense of purpose, you can miss the blessing of God for
your life.
So when your friends marry, you may also want to marry. But your time may not be on. That's what happened to Jesus when his brothers told him, let's go to the festival. He told them, your time is always on, my time is not come yet. The way we relate with people is because of a certain sense of time we have within
us.
The children God has blessed us with, they will have different sense of time. Some of them may appear to be in a hurry. It's like they always want to get something done. And some may rather be, they may be paced out, they may be calmer, they may be like they don't have an agenda. You may think they are wasting their time, but their sense of timing for life is different. The Bible says that there is a certain race we must run. But the race is not to the swift. So just being agitated and always trying to get things done is not the way to go. So you need a certain group of people who have the same timing with you, so that when you are dancing with them, you can be comfortable and not think you are odd. Because those who are in a hurry, when you are slow, they will think that you are not serious.
Now one more
pen terminal. and vice versa. So you need to get the right people in your life, and I pray that God will bring the Naomis into your life so that your life will turn
around.
Receive
it.
Look at the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 21 to 22. Then another of Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. So Jesus was asking for the right relationship with this man. The second kind of networking I want to talk about is what I call the star. The star. The star refers to people who are very, very developed and advanced in the gifts or the calling God has given them. They may be directors, they may be managers, they may be chief executive officers. They are identical and they are at the top of their games. These are people who are great in their own elements. And sometimes when God makes you a star, you should link up with other stars. Because iron sharpens iron. And when you join the group of stars, don't have the mind that nobody is better than me in this group. When you join a group of stars, say to yourself, I'm going to learn all I can from the other members. When you take the work of God, for example, when prophets meet as prophets, they have a certain understanding of themselves. Because the anointing of the prophet is very different from the anointing on the other officers. When pastors meet in a conference, they understand themselves because the anointing of the pastor is different from the anointing of the evangelists.
And it is a sophomore sushia, and Tiasiomo wano a sunko senior warrior or sempakani.
So it is important that whatever God has given you, you link up with people who are just like you in order not to feel odd.
And it is a double say, I do be a when you go on the amma and up and so be a word, you know, baby, a sophomore word, you know, no, but you shall.
So sometimes you just change relationships out of wisdom for development and fulfillment of God's purpose. There was a young man whose father was a star and he was Alex. So much of a star that he knew that there was a certain amount of money and inheritance allotted him. So he went to his father one day, he said, I want my inheritance now. When he was given his inheritance, he left home. Went into a very far country. And you wonder why. How can you set your life in such a way that what nurtured you and has made you a starlet, you dissociate yourself so far away from that thing? How can you survive? The Bible says he joined himself with other people. And they began to live wild. Partying, gambling, blowing time, if you like.
Ah, wọ́n mú yẹ pàìtì na wọ́n mú tó chacha na wọ́n mú bọ́ branum nsambu yìnyínna wò.
This is why he was called the prodigal son, because he was wasting the resources.
Na wẹ́n tí na yẹ fẹ́ na ọba de sẹ́ fún ẹsẹ̀ sẹ́ ni àyàdé máa nù wọ́ sẹ́ẹ̀nù.
All of us are different in the house of God. It's a church with different members.
Na yẹn nyina yẹ yẹ sunku wọ nyami fie ẹsẹ̀ sẹ́ ọbi ani ni diẹ.
It is important that you position yourself at the right place in order to be happy in the house of God.
Na ẹwọ sẹ́ wo ni wo hu si pẹ̀mpẹ̀ sọ bi a wọ́n ni bẹ jí ẹ wọ nyami fie.
And that is your responsibility.
Na ẹ yẹ wọn kasa wa
sẹ. It's something you must pray about.
Ẹ yẹ bíbí ọsẹ wo bọ ohun
pa. It's something you must work at.
Ẹ yẹ bíbí ọsẹ wo di hu juma.
It's something you must talk about.
Ẹ yẹ adi ọsẹ wo kasa fa ho.
Until you are put at the place where you are with your stars.
Kò sí sẹ́ yẹ di ubẹ sí bẹ̀ẹ̀bí a ubẹ hu sẹ́ wọ́n ní wọn sọ́mọ́ fún ẹ̀ ṣí.
Otherwise you will grumble about things you must not grumble about.
Ànyẹ́ sẹ́ ubẹ kasa wọ ní ọmọ ẹ̀ ń sẹ́sẹ́ wọ kasa.
You complain about things you must not complain about.
Ubẹ
Church of the Lord Jesus will never ever be perfect until Christ comes.
Ẹ sọ sẹ Nyankopọn asọrin tó na ẹnyá di a ẹbẹ di mu kò sí sẹ Christ
bẹ. There will always be issues that we can easily talk about and criticize.
Ẹ sẹ́ni wọ̀ họ a yẹ bẹ tún yà ká na yà ká hun sẹ.
But find your assignment and then flow into it.
Ní ẹ̀ma ṣẹṣẹ ní ẹ̀wọ̀ ẹ̀nyàmé díẹ̀ máa na nàntí.
And allow the star that God has made you to begin to glow so that all of us can benefit from your life.
Hallelujah. Ní ẹ̀nsúnmọ̀ ẹ̀wọ̀ ẹ̀nyàmé díẹ̀ ṣe òmùrù ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ṣe ṣe ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ní obi ẹ̀nyà hó nfa sọ.
There is a light within you.
Na ẹ̀kan bí ẹ̀wọ̀ wà bí àbọ̀.
That light must glow for others to see.
Na sáà ẹ̀kan náà wọ́n sẹ́ ṣe mí ẹ̀bí nínú.
Because the light is not just for you, it's for the benefit of others.
Na ẹ̀kan náà wọ́n hùn mí náà yẹ́ hùn kó àwọn hùn kú tó wù díẹ̀ yẹ́ bí nínú
sọ́yà. We are all stars in the house of God.
Na yẹn nyina yẹ yẹn súnmọ́ wọ nyàmí fìyè.
I said we are all stars in the house
of God. Hallelujah. Yẹn nyina yẹn súnmọ́ wọ nyàmí fìyè.
It becomes difficult when some develop their gifts but others don't.
Na yẹn
sometimes when that happens, those who have not developed, they get unhappy with those who have developed their gifts.
Na sẹ́yìn dùn pẹ̀mpẹ̀m sọ bí náà wọ́n nù mọ́ àwọn mùsùlùmọ́ ọmọ àmà ẹ̀yẹ ẹ̀dùmá nọ ẹ̀yẹ ẹ̀dùmá wọ́n nù ọmọdé ọmọ nyà ọ̀hún ṣẹ̀ni náà ẹ̀yẹ ọ̀mùyá.
And they can pull them down and draw them backwards instead of spurring them on.
Na ẹ̀bá ni sá wọ́n nù mọ́ àwọn mùsùlùmọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀rẹ̀ yẹn nu ọmọ bẹ́ tún wọn mọ́ àwọn mùsùlùmọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀rẹ̀ nu àbà fọ́m ẹ̀
a grace upon somebody, it now, must be such that the people must be free to use the grace God has given them to flourish.
Na sẹ́bẹ̀ ni sẹ́ wọ nyàmé di adum bí ẹmọ bí a ẹwọ sẹ́ obi ẹnyà kwẹ́njà sá dum náà wọ nyàmé di ẹṣẹ́ ni mu no ọdí yẹ ẹdjúmọ́ ẹmọ ẹdẹrẹ.
Otherwise something is gone wrong.
Ẹntì sáde ẹnẹ tẹsẹ̀ bíbí nkọ yìí.
We must pray that the gifts and the grace of God will be freed among us.
Ẹnu tí a wọ sẹ́ yẹ bọ́ mpa yẹ sẹ́ wọ nyàmé adum ni na kyẹ́ di ọdí ama yẹ nu yẹ bẹ tumi di ayé ẹdjúmọ́ free.
Because sometimes the gifts become frustrated.
Edu baabi a kyẹ́ di ọnyàmé di ama ọ̀nu bọ́ sẹ́ ẹ̀yà tètè.
They don't have a free expression to manifest.
Ọmọ nya ẹ̀kwan yẹn ọmọ bẹ tumi ada adum akyẹ́ di ẹni di.
And it's a very serious condition for church to be in.
Ẹyà how Adama asọ́rí.
It is something that can cause an implosion in a church.
Na ẹyà adé ẹbẹ tumi di ọha kẹsí abẹ asọ́rí nu.
Yeah, it can cause a very serious implosion in a church.
Na ẹbẹ tumi di ọha kẹsí abẹ asọ́rí nu.
But we pray by the grace of God.
Na yẹ bọ́ ọkọ yẹ nam nyàmí adùn.
I said we pray by the grace of God.
Bọ́ ọkọ yẹ nam nyàmí adùn.
That the gift and the grace he has given you will have a free course.
Amen.
The glory of God.
Sẹ Adama ẹni àtẹ́jọ́ nyàmí di ama ọ̀nu bẹ tumi di ayé ẹ̀dùmá kwa.
So if you are a star, you must company with stars.
Ẹnu ti sẹ́ wúyọ̀ bí a wúyọ̀ ǹsùnmọ́ a wọ́n sẹ́ wọ́n ní wọ́n mọ̀ ọmọ yẹn ǹsùnmọ́ ẹ̀yà nkìtà hù dí.
If you are an eagle, you must fly with other eagles.
Sẹ́ wúyọ̀ ànùmá àkọ́rẹ́ a wọ́n sẹ́ wọ́n ní àkọ́rẹ́ ẹ̀nà ètù.
If you are an eagle and you move with chickens, you won't do well.
Sẹ́ wúyọ̀ àkọ́rẹ́ ẹ̀nà wọ́n ní nkúkọ́ nìyẹn mọ̀ ẹ̀ wọ́n bọ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ yẹ.
On the other hand, if chickens are trying to tell you you are too much, you must know that he is not in your class.
Yes.
He is not a bad person. She is not a bad person. But the person is not in your class. Therefore, just move on like David. Turn aside and go somewhere else.
Ẹni ti fani sẹ́ ọkọ yẹn ọkọ ẹnuma ẹnkokọ ho ẹnkokọ ni ọkọ yẹn ọmọ sẹ́ wọ́n dẹ̀ wọ́n nyẹ wà di ẹsẹ̀ yẹn wọ́n nyẹ kọ̀kọ̀kọ̀kọ̀ wọ́n bu àtàbẹ̀rẹ̀ mu yẹn wọ́n sẹ́ wọ́n hu ni sẹ́ wọ́n nyẹ akọkọ. Wọ́n yẹ ọkọ yẹ nti ọkọ yẹ wọ́n tumi nyẹ sẹ́ akọkọ ẹ bá mi sẹ́ yẹ pa atwọ́ pa tu fún ikoko nu na kọ́ hwehwẹ́ nkọ́rẹ́ yẹn ní ọmọ náà ntẹ.
Even within the church.
Ẹ pọ̀ wà sọ́rí nu mu.
There may be other categories of people, just locate where your company is and flourish there, and let us all benefit from what you and your group you have.
Enti epo asori num no shisho wonu ma wutu musa wonu ama dwa na mu susu ya na ma chede no eben na eni omo nante na ne ewu mu no yansu yenya ho faso.
Otherwise this is what is going to happen to you.
Anya sa wena beto,
you may find yourself with people far lower than yourself.
Wan she ya woni nkrofo a wobo wa se kra na eben nante,
like the boy found himself with pigs.
Tisasania abrantia no okohu ne huso ni mpeko ene wo ho.
The Bible says he would have eaten the food of the pigs, only he wasn't giving.
Na Bible say senka enye se ya ma na duane ni bia anko di mpeko aduane.
Why should a starlet eat the food of a pig?
Adentina ensuma ba awose wo di mpeko aduane.
That should not be, and that will not be the state of your life.
Na ko ba ne sa se e be sim sa wo abra bo me wo se ba ne sa.
The third kind of network I want to talk about,
ya to so mi ansa me be se me ka ho asem ni,
is the tree.
Eye dia,
when you look at a tree,
se wo re dia,
you will see that it has got a very serious network of elements. Some of the branches are low. Some of the branches are high. Some of the branches are close to the stem. But other branches are far away from the stem. Some of the leaves are old. But some of the leaves are green and young. This is what you see in the church. If I say the church, I'm talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Methodist, Anglican, Presbyterian, all of us, the universal church of God. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is one. And there is a way we must relate with the other members of the Church of Christ. Sometimes the branches that are old, they always say that we are old, we know better, this and that, and they despise the new branches that are just coming up. And sometimes the way they speak at the young ministries and churches that God is establishing, it reflects that they're not discerning properly the Lord's body. Because that which has a future is that which has old and new. Young and old is that which has the future. And sometimes you find the young ones speaking down at the old churches. There is a way we must relate under this tree kind of networking. Because whether you are young or old, near or far, you are all part of the same tree. As long as Jesus tarries, churches are going to believe different aspects of the Bible strongly, and they may appear to be different from the other churches, because that may be their assignment.
Na say Yesu maye asori bia ne benya nea obegi hodi wo Yesu na juma baye no obi be fafa ko na wa yesa enukuto na obegi edi Yesu maye die yebehu.
I believe that a true Christian, a true minister, must be able to minister across churches, in all the churches, and minister and not be offensive to them.
Na mi jide se obi bia wo ye nyame nipa na so atumi ka wo nyame asem wo ba bia onya ehaw bia.
And by the way, the new branches that are green and flourishing and prominent, that are media savvy and more prominent, they probably would not have experienced what they're experiencing without the old branches.
Na ebetumi abase wonmo moya fufuro na yeti wo mka wo baabia no ebetumi abase nya wo mu famu no nya adada no famu no ma famu bi.
When you see somebody who is old in something,
se wo bia wonyi wo bibi mu a
old in age,
when you won fiam,
old in marriage,
when you know our
old in anything,
when you will be,
that's where you must relate with such a person. And this is what must happen when we look at the universal church of the Lord
Jesus.
Let's look at the book of Leviticus chapter 19.
Leviticus tidon crown.
Leviticus chapter 19.
Leviticus tidon crown.
And verse 32. Leviticus 13:19-32.
Leviticus tidon crown. Chichemu adiasa emienu.
You shall rise before the gray headed and honor the presence of an old man.
And
fear your God, I am the Lord. That's what God is teaching us. That the young ministries must fear and honor the old ministries. Even if you don't agree with everything they believe in, don't speak against them. I said, don't speak against them. Let them be.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.